to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it through two long weeks off the air. You've made it to World Poet, your open mic. I'm your poet extraordinaire, also your unwitting traveler in form of a hobbit. I'm the Bilbo Baggins of the show. I'm J. Todd Underhill. And on my left-hand side, back where he should have been for all this time, however, he left.
The whole time.
No, not
no,
you.
Not me.
He left. He comes back, trades his gray cloak in for a white cloak, kills the Balrog and takes all the experience in gold. He is the Gandalf of our crew. He's Michael Amade.
There was a moment when I wasn't on the show several Fridays ago where I laid down, but the show was on in the background. And I drifted out of space and time. And then I realized Friday nights are very boring when you're not on this show.
They are.
I'm happy to be back, at least for a little while. I'm going to be probably off again for a while to recover, but I'm back for a while. Oh, so,
anytime you're feeling good enough to be here, brother, you know we got your back. And can fill in if you can't, but we'd love to have you here.
Well, I may send in my stead if, at some point if I can. I've been working on a few interns.
Working on a few interns?
Well, no, not
this
like
is
that.
An After Dark show,
dude,
but that's
dude,
a little over the top.
I can tell where most of your life was spent at one point or another. Anyway, I'm working on trying to find a couple interns that might be able to kind of take over some of my duties with the show while I'm recovering from surgery. I found a really promising guy from Lithuania, so I'll tell you at some point. Maybe we can even have him sit in. I don't know.
Maybe we could.
Okay.
All right. And on his left hand side, he is the Sauron of our radio show because we are always under his ever watchful eye. He is the Half Squatch.
Wow, that's kind of creepy. Sorry.
Well, that's true, though.
Yeah, I guess that still means that I'm still surrounding you on both sides.
Pretty much.
That's true. I got one of those bowling ball looking things in my closet.
Ooh.
That thing you got right over there in the corner?
Yeah.
I have one, too. So all I'm saying is, you might be watching me, but I could be watching you at the same time.
But is he watching you?
Yeah, it's kind of a recursion. Almost. Actually, it just really kind of turns into a nerdy version of voyeurism. We just put on wizard cloaks and look at each other all day.
It's kind of like pointing a mirror at one another.
Trying to feel powerful.
All right. So what we do here, aside from dork talk and hobbit talk, is we do poetry. We want your poetry 1 to 3 minute long. We want it free of the magical F-bomb. We want it free of any hate speech. And tonight's a special night. It's the first Friday of the month, so we will be doing an After Dark segment at the end where we throw out all the rules except for the hate speech. But for now, we're going to keep it PG-13. We do have a couple ways you can support the show I want to let you know about. First off, you want stuff. We suggest stuff for you to buy. Great match. Just go out to our store on our Facebook page. Buy the stuff. We get a small kickback, no added cost to you, just for suggesting the items.
Well, and the store, to be fair, is not on our Facebook page. It's on our main page. So just go to our main page and hit store.
And also, I do want to let you know, and I'm going to ask you all live on air because I forgot to do it. Are those dozen donuts still on?
I never took them off. Let me double check right now.
Today is National Donut Day.
Oh, that's right.
So you can support the show by going out and getting a dozen donuts from our store.
Okay, let's see. I think I put them under. I think they're under
pastries.
Writing tools.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm double checking right now.
Also, while he's double checking,
and if it's not, I'll just feature it in the front of the store here.
There you go. Also, if you just want to make a donation, you don't want any money, you don't want to buy anything, if you're the poet that has everything, there's a donation button right on the front page. You can sign up for a monthly subscription. You can do a one-time donation. anything helps us keep the show afloat, especially with the problems we've been having recently. And we thank anybody that's donated to our show, and we will announce our winner of our contest back before Mike took sick, probably later tonight.
And, you know, at some point, I think at some point I really do kind of owe people a little bit of a kind of an explanation as to what happened. But we don't have to do that now. We'll do that later.
No, we don't. That's fine. We can do it later. But right now, let's load up the phone lines because it's been so long since we've taken callers. I'm feeling I need a poetry fix. 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Or 720-240-9766.
Or you can just use World Poetry Open Mic, all one word, as your Skype ID for better audio quality. Now! Now!
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
God, man, how many times did I tell you to hit that button?
I'm sorry, sir.
That was incredible, though. So for the people who weren't able to hear that, we realized, you know, another caller wasn't coming, which is okay. And suddenly, you know, JT goes, you know, anytime you want me to cut the song off, because it's about another 4 minutes long, we can go into the poetry. And J Todd's just relaxing and kind of sitting back. And then out of nowhere, he starts yelling, now! I think JT's in tears.
I'm sorry.
That was intense.
I didn't mean to hurt your feeler.
And I don't mean camping.
All right. So, we did not get five callers. However, next segment's going to be an all-unique caller segment also. Here's the explanation as to why we're doing that. Usually when we don't get five, we go to our return engagement. However, there seems to be phone outages everywhere with Verizon and Cricket and AT&T and
big outages across the country.
So we're going to give we're going to try and get everybody a fair shake. Hopefully we'll give AT&T a chance to get their crap back online, and maybe we can get some more callers for the next segment.
Do have to say though, Skype is working.
Skype is working.
So you can give us a call on Skype. Although, you know, I'm going to be honest. I agree. We should give everybody a fair shake. But if you've ever stood next to J. Todd, if you're both in urinals, you know that his measure of a fair shake is about six times the measure of everybody else.
Well, that's not shaking, friend. That's pleasure.
Ah! I knew you were going there.
All right. That's okay. A little after dark, guys.
It was a little after dark.
Sorry about that. However, we do have four good poets on the line. Let's go ahead and just get right to the poetic action. Someone that's on the line that I want to take a moment and say thank you to, please welcome Cynthia from British Columbia.
Hi, and welcome back to Michael.
Hey, thank you.
Cynthia, I want to say thank you. You listened to this long-form interview that I did on last Sunday, and it was so heartwarming to know that you were listening and participating and asking questions. It really warmed me from the subcockles of my heart.
I really enjoyed it. It was nice to see video. You're the radio voice, but get to see the video of it, too.
Now you find out why my mother said that I had a face for radio.
Now, Cynthia, I will tell you, I've been pushing to have a camera in the studio here for a long time, and I've actually had the idea nixed a couple weeks ago. So would you vote for having a camera here when we're doing the show?
I would vote for the camera.
Okay.
I would vote for the camera. You have to have a really quick reflex to cut it when you need to.
that's good.
Do we have a camera dump button we can install?
Right? You know, that's a good point. We could have a little switch, just cut feed.
Yes.
I might be able to.
Just a kill switch. We just need a big red button that's a kill switch.
I vote yes to
you guys. Okay. Okay,
so,
cool.
So to give, including you, Cynthia, to give you guys a little clue is I am working at remodeling the studio, the studio setup. So in that process, I do plan on putting in a camera so that you, the listener, can actually see the people you're talking to.
Can we include an espresso machine in a studio upgrade, please?
Well, I'll explain later. I'm trying to get a free or roving Wi-Fi spot implanted in my body as well as an espresso maker. So basically, we're going to have a free espresso machine everywhere we go.
Nice. Cynthia, enough silliness. Do you have poetry you'd like to share with us?
I do. This is called Take Flight. Take flight from inside the cathedral as red roses bloom into the ataraxia of summer days. The fragrance of perfumed peonies and rain, the wind brings in the window, a calling to trust this place in the universe and time. a humbling beauty akin to the rich harmony of bows traversing the strings of violins in worship. Like Mary Magdalene, hand-washing clothes, her palms cold and pink in the sanctity of starlit cypress in the night, let the deep purple jacaranda and earth through our feet, a line through the steeple, to the temple and tempo of this sacred present moment. End poem.
Always love your work. I've heard that piece before, I believe. You've done it before. I love
it. I sent it to 1 million poets.
Yes. I was like, the phraseology is very familiar. No, actually, the trigger on that one was the word ataraxia. That's not something you hear every day.
No, I love big words and assonance, right? Like the vowel sound. So ataraxia and jacaranda. I was actually looking up synonyms for peace. Ataraxia is a synonym for peace.
Okay.
And then, of course, once I found it, I had to use it.
Of course. And well used, well played. I love that piece.
Thank you.
And, you know, I had that one at the top of my SoundCloud feed for so long. No wonder it seemed so familiar. Every time that it got through the track I was listening to, it automatically dumped down to that track.
That's my friend Nicole in the background on the recording. Or I don't know if it's at 1 million posts. It's on my SoundCloud, and my friend Nicole is playing viola in the background. And I wrote the poem because every year she does a violin concert. She does tons of violin concerts, but she has all her students do a recital. And it's this time of year when the peonies are all blooming in Vancouver, and you can smell them. And it's just such an amazing moment to be in that simplicity.
Yeah.
And so that's where it's from.
So why don't you do us all a favor? When you get off the air tonight, take a moment and put the link to your SoundCloud track on our World Poetry Open Mic page to where people can listen.
Okay, and thank you.
Cynthia, thank you for all your support and your continued artwork on our show. I really do love it.
Thanks, and I'll be talking to you again soon.
Talk to you soon. That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Yeah. I'm back, baby! God, I'd missed poetry. Actually, I really didn't. I was involved in poetry doing my podcast each morning when I was off on the off week, doing covers of, a lot of people, actually. But my last one, I got to cover work by my co-host, which was an amazing piece. I like that, Playing Records Backwards.
Yeah, thank you. Songs Played Backwards.
Songs Played Backwards, yes. Yeah. I'm so sorry for botching that.
No problem.
So, but yeah, you know. When you live in poetry, not a moment of your day goes by where you're just like, artwork. And my coworkers don't get it. My wife to a point gets it. My daughter doesn't understand it. Just immerse yourself in whatever you love to do. How about that?
Absolutely. And if you're only working for a paycheck and then you go home and the rest of your weekend is trying to entertain yourself or forget what you spent the rest of the week doing, you're not going to understand what we do.
Yeah.
We each have this in us. It doesn't make us better. It's just we each have this in us, and I think, you have to kind of make that courageous choice to step out and do something.
Well, yeah, and it comes in different forms. What I enjoy to do happens to be poetry and art and creation. What someone else enjoys to do, and my wife and I are going to go support some people that do that, is some people like to put together a car and go out on racing on Saturdays.
Absolutely.
And they live for that, and they go and tune their car on Wednesday nights and Thursday nights and get ready for the weekend. It's just whatever your passion is, whatever it is,
yeah.
As long as it doesn't harm somebody else, go ahead and do it.
Right, right. I think, and sometimes we could argue that our poetry hurts someone else.
Well, if you write a hurtful poem, yes.
True. Or if someone takes it the wrong way.
Well, that's true, too.
You know, like there was the guy about his best friend and the spinal column thing that you and I saw at one point. I mean, that's kind of a rough poem.
Yeah, or random gunshots placed in the middle of poetry tracks. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a rough one, too.
Yeah. So, let's just go ahead and get it right back into poetry. Please welcome from Michigan, he is Dennis.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic, and welcome back. I sure have missed you guys.
We have missed you as well, Dennis. I am so glad to hear your voice again.
Yeah, well, I kind of got a nervous tick with missing you guys. So I went to the doctor, and he prescribed me the extra strength prescription dose only, Verbolax. And I found out it helps, but it works better when you have a show to listen to, too. And I'm glad you're on tonight.
Thank you. That extra 100 milligrams of adverbs just helps your night go by, doesn't it?
Oh, it smooths it right out. Yes. Boy, it's great to hear Cynthia lead off the show. Boy, is she a one talented, lovely voice, and I could listen to her for hours.
Yeah. All of our callers, really, there are elements to their spoken word art that I could just keep listening to. I love doing this.
Well, yeah, you get one of the greatest jobs in the world.
Yeah, and then I come here on Friday nights. Anyway.
I have a poem for you tonight. The title is One Up Johnny. And it starts like this. We all like to brag a bit, some much more than others. We're proud of our accomplishments to share with friends and brothers. There's always one in the crowd who tells a taller tale. If you caught a trophy fish, he says he caught a whale. One up Johnny gets the last word in. If you tried to stop him, it would be a sin. You tell him of a train ride. His uncle's the engineer who built the train with bare hands. The details are unclear. If you said you flew a kite, he made a hot air balloon. A big wind took it off one day. It went right to the moon. One up Johnny gets the last word in. If you tried to stop him, it would be a sin. One up Johnny lives to tell his tales, but you don't want to be around when his train derails. End of poem.
Absolutely wonderful. I love your wording and your play and spoken word art. Very well done.
Well, thank you so much. And what a joy it is to have this platform to share. And what a blessing it's been to me and so many other poets. You guys are the greatest.
Thank you, Dennis. And that was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
You know,
I was waiting for him to say goodnight and God bless.
you know what I'm forgetting? We could just tease this, slowly tease this, you know. We got After Dark happening.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yes.
Later.
I have a poem that I wrote at lunch.
I heard.
Break.
I'm super psyched about hearing all this.
And the funny thing is, and I'll tease the poem, is one of the lines in the poem the Half Squatch gave me 13 years ago.
It's crabs?
That's not crabs. No. I told you that was 15
years
ago. Oh,
no. Anyway. That was chipmunks. That's a whole other deal. Chipmunk is way more squirrely than crabs.
It's like working with 13-year-olds. Right. So, you know, I forgot to cover this. I'm glad that it's the phone problems that are causing the problems tonight because we have nothing to do with that. We are not to blame. Someone's always to blame.
I do have to say thank you, listeners, for kindly and being very patient with all this and switching over to Mixlr again. I'm still going to be working on this because
we're working on the YouTube thing. I got to say, you know, we were having issues with Mixlr that was driving us crazy.
Yep.
So we left and went to YouTube. But because of all the issues with YouTube, I'm kind of happy to be back down on Mixlr for a little while. At least it's problems we know about.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, hey, if you guys want to, you can overload the system by getting a whole bunch of listeners in, and then it'll be down again.
Or if people want to give us a lot of money and we'll make our own streaming service.
Oh, that would be
awesome.
There
we go. So if you have an extra couple million dollars, no, I'm just kidding.
No, all we need is like 50 grand, dude.
Oh, well, yeah. With what I got in my pocket, all we need is $49,992.
You got $8, dude?
Yeah, I know.
I'm rolling it. You're
dude,
like Scrooge McDuck.
You got more than I do.
Salad after the show. Anyway, we do have other callers waiting. Please welcome from Connecticut, She's the host of Red River Radio, Tales from the Pages. She is Barbara.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi, guys. It's so nice to hear you. It's like, it's just so comfortable. It's
Barbara,
warm and friendly. And
I have missed you
so much.
I've missed your artwork. Welcome back. I'm sorry we were gone for so long.
Yeah, I couldn't get on last week. I realized we didn't have a show, and then
nobody could get on.
There was nobody could get on. I came all prepared with all my stuff.
You know, to be honest, in fairness to us and the tech problems we're having, the main reason why the show didn't go on, and I'm going to put the blame right where it lies, is Comcast put the screws to us. But that being said, they have righted it, and we are ready to go tonight. What do you have for us?
Okay. I hope so. I really do. Now, I don't want to bring this show down, but...
Barbara, you know, he was just covering for me. I have to be honest. It was entirely me. I stopped running on the hamster wheel for a few minutes, and the whole thing stopped. I just got lazy.
Well,
I got complacent,
you know,
and I stopped running, you know? So I appreciate you letting us know. I won't let it happen again.
I know. You left.
I did.
I realized you had.
I literally sent the messages going, I leave for a few weeks and this is what happens?
You had one job. One job. Keep the radio show afloat while I'm out, but no.
No, you had to screw it up. When
I know. I know. I'm very ashamed of myself, Barbara.
I know.
So ashamed.
I don't know if I could ever give up my show to anyone else. That's so much of a control freak I am, so I don't know how you could live
without
the show.
It's difficult.
So anyway, this is about a news story. It's based on a real news story that I heard from my daughter. Of course, I hear all these bad things. This one really killed me, and then I went to read about it. And it's called On a Quiet Morning, or What Do You Do When a 5-Year-Old Kills Herself with Your Gun? On a quiet morning when the air breathed promises of fun, her fun ended with a deadly toy. Her honorable daddy in the shower, disabled from the scourge of war, the best and the brightest, fighting for his way of life for his children. She, curious as the proverbial cat, attracted to the cold, hard metal laying on the table, enticing her to touch. A 5-year-old explores everything. Probably she touched the barrel, and then her small hands tightened around the thing Daddy always carried. Not strong enough, she must have turned it toward her to see inside. Innocent, soft face, eyes inquiring. She didn't know not to press the trigger so delicate, like her young hands and the tender covering over her unformed organs. Her daddy heard the shot and ran to the kitchen. Brother and sister, unwilling bystanders, eyes wide, staring as Daddy picked up their little sister with a rose on her front, a deadly flower of blood staining her best T-shirt, the one she had chosen to wear to the movies they would no longer see together. Woody had cursed the gun. No one will know if he did or not, as he cried over his dying child. Who could he blame if not himself for leaving a deadly weapon on the table like a salt shaker, where his sweet, angelic 5-year-old had found it, and unlike salt, he couldn't brush the bullet from her body. End quote.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, that story stayed with me like for a weekend, and I said, I have to write about this. I just couldn't not write about it. And just such a sad, sad experience to think about. And, you know, just, I had no words, you know, at first I had no words. I was just like dumbfounded about it. And then finally, you know, realized that it needed to be almost like a, you know, just one of those, like, things that came out of me. And it happened to come out in stanzas of 4 lines, which, you know, is just unusual for me. But
yeah. Well, you know, sometimes the muse just takes you over and makes you its slave. That's what I have found.
It did. It actually did, because, you know, it's just so powerful to me that this happened, and so sad, and there's nothing to say. And so I had to write a poem about it, because there was nothing to say, and my heart just needed to come out there, I guess.
Yeah. Spoke nightmares to parents everywhere.
Yeah. So. I mean, I hate guns. I mean, you could say I hate guns.
Well,
I
it could
really
be guns,
guns,
it could be knives, it could be whatever.
Any,
if you
any
leave
weapon
something in the reach of your child that they hurt themselves, yes, that's a
that's
a nightmare.
But guns are the worst, because kids that get guns and just, they have no way of dealing with it. And parents who leave guns loaded are just sitting around, and he was, it was just probably the first time he'd ever done anything like that, I'm sure, because he was a, you know, a veteran, and I'm sure he knew gun safety, and there it was, you know, just laying on the table.
Well, yeah. I come from a long line of drinkers. I never left guns loaded around the house, but I left several family members loaded around the house. Anyway.
Anyway, that was, yeah. So I didn't want to bring anyone down, but that was the poem that I wrote in between. So.
Gotcha.
That you guys didn't get to hear. So.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we're going to hear from you during the return engagement and after dark?
Yes. Yes. I have a poem. I think I read it last After Dark, but I'm not sure. But I'll read it anyway.
Bring it again. Sure, why not?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
You guys. I'll see you later.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
You know,
nice.
One thing I have to say about After Dark, we always say this, that the people who we have on this show, they end up feeling a lot like family, don't they?
Yeah,
I mean, they really
yeah.
do. But with that, the addition of After Dark, it's like family you know a little bit too much about.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and I'm glad we're able to offer that thing of, you know, expression. But it's interesting. It's like knowing a little bit too much about your uncle or aunt's sex life.
Yeah.
You know?
You're going to learn lots tonight, my friend. Anyway.
can't wait. Hey, JT, did I tell you I went and got a bunch of Hebrew National hot dogs? You think we can have some during After Dark? I'm hungry.
Pass it between stalls 17 and 18 in the Studio X.
Seems like the only appropriate food.
Right. All right. We do have one more caller left. Please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Howdy, fellers.
And just when we thought we couldn't get any more 13-year-old, add Philip to the mix.
Hello.
I take that as a compliment. I embrace the inner child.
I hold you in the highest regard of all 13-year-olds.
Well, thank you. And my inner id thanks you, too.
Oh, you there know. You go.
I've missed you guys. You know, I don't even know where to begin. Haiku Master, thank you for getting us back online. And Mr. J. Todd Underhill, good to hear your voice again, sir. And I apologize for missing your show last weekend. That's my fault. And I feel bad about that. I really do.
Well, it's not entirely missed. You can go to my Facebook page, and I posted it there to where you can replay it. Yeah. You know, if you have an hour and a half of stuff you want to kill, you could watch the whole thing, start to finish.
Please, I would be more than happy to hear what you said, how you answered questions, all of that. That would be great. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
I was going to say, you know, I've done several long-form interviews. I've done Barbara's show. I feel real nervous right up until the show starts.
Uh-huh.
Because me and the host share very similar lives. It was not like doing a long-form interview show. It was literally just like showing up and talking with a friend.
Uh-huh.
And it put me at ease, but I still, when he told me that there was a camera involved with it, because I thought we were just doing, like, spoken, not pictures, I feel stiff when I'm on the camera, so please pardon me.
And I can't help but to say I feel like there's something X-rated and Mormon about what you just said.
I wasn't really going there.
That's actually the nickname I've been trying to come up with for J. Todd for years, and you just gave it to me, Philip, the X-rated Mormon.
Sharing wives, I got stiff on camera. I just, you know.
Wow.
You sound loosey goosey to me now, sir.
I did not even mean all that, but, you know, once again, 13-year-olds will be 13-year-olds.
And, Mr. Amade, I didn't want to miss you in this whole, you know, reunion here. Did you get your window fixed, sir, if I understood your post correctly?
I did. You know, it was funny. I called around. I got all these quotes that were between $200 and $300 to fix this thing. And then I'm on the phone. I'm talking to my father, and he goes, you know, I might be right down near a junkyard. Let me check it out. So it ended up being he found the exact same window for $23, and it took us about 15 to 20 minutes to put it on. So we're all good.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. We're good now.
That is a victory. I love it when people have little stories like that. Great. I'm glad that you got it fixed for $30 or less.
Hey,
great.
Thanks for asking, though. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Not a problem. Not a problem. Well, I'm glad that everybody's back. I'm glad we're online. You have been missed.
Thank you.
And I will be quick and get out of everybody's way so we can have some callers return. So here we go. Short title. Prism Song, and I emphasize that because people who know me might think that I said Prison Song, and no, I mean Prism Song. And here we go. Vagabond locked somewhere inside, traveling upon voices that elide, where words cannot go, but prayers begin. The disembodied met in silent orbit, around a thing not a noun or a sound, though it names all origins, bearing fruit upon cosmic liana. Soulful primes, scattered more so than all uncounted suns, nearly luminous as your passions, burning alpha, omega, bright. Memories of every persona, agon, seared unseen in enemies, the homeless, spittle-lipped mad, and precious ragamuffin waifs who've suffered abuses that would assuredly destroy nations, yet inexplicably survived, grown so old into stoicism, mistaken for sonata stones, his arabesque silence that mimics mountains, jaggedly dotting archaic vistas, unreachable by man alone. And there it is, fellas. It's good to be back.
Great job, man. I always enjoy your work so much.
I appreciate that. I truly do. So I'll be out of the way. Look forward to the return engagement, but I also look forward to listening to some other great poets. So cheers to you all.
Cheers, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Now, I have to say, Oh, go ahead and do your...
Yeah, that was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. You're gone for a couple
of
weeks, and you just get out of practice.
Hey, well, at least we're on the air. What? you know, I got to say,
yes.
When he said prison song,
yeah,
and then he said, you know, people who know me, I need to clarify, it's Prism Song. And that was completely not what I thought. I thought he said Prison Thong. That's what I thought
T-H-O-N-G.
He said.
T-H-O-N-G.
T-H-O-N-G.
Well, yeah.
And I don't...
Why
I
wouldn't
mean,
it be Prison Thong?
What's
well,
thong
I was a little upset
you?
Because that's the name of the next book I'm working on.
What's thong with you?
What's thong with you?
What's thong with you?
Nothing.
That should be a website.
Should be.
Some crazy poet thought of that. That's probably never worked.
Hey, Michael. Got a question.
Yeah.
Since you've been out, you feel like donating submissions?
I do.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we have a lot to catch up on. So
cool.
If we...
I may have you do two.
Okay.
Because I'm having a slight problem with my tablet.
Are you really?
It decided to do an update.
Oh, lovely.
Because yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get through this one and then we'll figure it out, okay?
All right.
So we're trying to catch up. If you had submitted something and we don't get to it tonight, don't take it personally. We're working our way through it, okay? This is from Steve Junka, longtime friend of the show. Now is the best time. Now is the best time to rest in. Now is the time to do whatever you're best in. There is only one who is uniquely you. So do something you love to do. You don't have to like what others do, for they are others, and others are not you. Read a book, write a verse or two. Today is not the time for being blue. Enjoy some time with a friend, for you may not have the chance again. Now is the best time for these things, because too many of our yesterdays have taken up their wings. Good memories are enjoyed in the tomorrows. They may even help us to forget some sorrow. So many waste the gift of life and time. God, may it not be me. And this is the postscript. I bet you thought this was another poem about war. Not this time. This week I had to say goodbye to a longtime friend. I'm glad I visited him a month ago. I didn't know it would be our last visit. And he says, thanks for another great show. Lately he's gotten turned into cowboy poetry. So he says, give it a try. If you like Western movies, I think you'd enjoy it. You'd enjoy it also. Peace. And I think that's funny. The reason I mentioned that last part was that you were kind of doing some stuff with cowboy poetry this week.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, I did a Baxter Black cover. I like his work. Like a lot of cowboy poetry, but I happened to be in a diner, and I happened across a Baxter Black poem about Rocky Mountain oysters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's kind of cool. And I kind of logged it to memory. And with it being such a creative week for me, I found myself with some free time, and I'm like, I think I'll cover that.
Well, he was a cool guy. Did I tell you we got to meet Baxter Black at the Flying W?
No.
He came down sometime, and he knew some of the guys in the band, and we got to talk. And I had known Baxter Black for a long time before, like the poetry and everything. My father loved him.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a cool thing.
There's a lot of great cowboy poets. We have a few that call here, Greg Patton being one of them. I really enjoy his work, too.
Absolutely. But, hey, let's do this. Let's give it a hand. This is Steve Jonka. This was Now is the Best Time. Okay, now, Jay Todd, do you want to direct me to where I can... Do you want me just to do another one in
just
here?
Just do another one. It looks like it's getting close to being done with this update.
Just give me a moment to queue up something else here.
And then if it's not done by that time, well, then we'll just move on to the next one, and I'll do it during the next segment.
All right, here we go. This one is Amanda Baldridge, and this one's called 42 Milligrams. We invite you to participate in a clinical trial of 3 monitored doses of faultless denial. An experimental treatment to enhance what is real is being developed to control what you feel. Side effects vary and are generally mild. Symptoms include itching and screaming and putrid green bile. If you would like us to help and prescribe you a smile, just surrender your mind while we tinker a while. Ooh.
Wow.
Amanda Baldridge, 42
Hell
milligrams.
Yeah. Amanda, way to rock it. I love it when she submits stuff. I love it when she calls.
That's a throwdown too, man. That was great. Yeah. That was great. Amanda, awesome. Steve Jonka, great. Everybody who read in that last segment, it's just so good to be back.
So so on the show, and you just proved it there. The long form interview I did, I said you're the king of the sight read, and that was exactly an example of being the king of the sight read.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna say, let's just load up the phones again. I will do a poem once we're back after the next segment, or I may do one to begin the segment after this call. And who knows? Maybe I'll slip one beginning end. How's that sound? Sound
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So for now, you're gonna want to call in if you've not yet shared on our show. 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Or you can always use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic, all one word. Call now. CW call echoing through the back of my brain. Holy crap. I thought we would.
Hey guys, that's why I don't turn up my headphones that loud.
We're going to invest in a compressor. That's what we're going to do.
I think we went full on KZKO with that rock star amplification on it.
There is a term in broadcasting called hot. And when we say hot, we don't mean hot in temperature.
We mean
loud in volume. Yes.
God love Ira. All right.
I
so
I wasn't doing Ira, and neither was Michael.
We were doing something that sounded like someone one time in KZKO who used to run the station and decided to explain to us what hot actually meant.
Progressively, all of us had like 70 years of broadcasting experience.
And he'd been there about a year and a half.
Yeah, it was great. He did go to school for it.
In fairness, he did go to school with it. Yes. And he wanted to prove that he had the knowledge, and
absolutely.
I'm cool with that.
I've spoken at the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he went to school.
Yeah.
As a speaker.
I have spoken at the school where he went to school. Let me read.
Okay, got it. I think I got it. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right. My apologies. Okay. Hey, you know what?
What's that?
J. Todd's got a poem for us.
I do. Can I catch up the one that I missed for the last segment?
I'm sure we can. I guess we can make a special exception.
All right. So, first off, mad props to my daughter. She went out and got herself a job that was better than the one she had. And she was a little nervous about telling her boss she was quitting. And I looked at her in the car, and I used an old pseudo-Latin phrase that my father used to use. And explained to her what it meant. The term is called illegitimi non carborundum, which in loose translation means don't let the bastards grind you down. All right. So that night I went home and wrote this. This is entitled Illegitimi non carborundum. Life is short, so do what you like. Avoid the aggravation of feeling trapped. Similar to trying to ride a bike with the wheels flat and a chain that's snapped. You control what you do and do not. Today and each and every day to come, when wisdom and words is sought, illegitimi non carborundum. Your attitude makes all the difference. How you approach every trial you face, your own actions bring your own deliverance in each pathway that you embrace. You can always change the road you travel. There's no reason for your spirit to succumb. Never let your life unravel, illegitimi non carborundum. When times are tough and seas are rough, know that you can always make it through. Keep on going when you've had enough. It's the only thing to do. The light in your life to shine bright, avoiding the same old humdrum, relish in things in which you delight, illegitimi non carborundum. Spit in the face of all opposition, stand tall and proud of the person you are. Use their negative force as transition, though it might seem at first bizarre. It will only keep you moving ever forward and your heart beating like a bass drum, capturing your life's precious reward, illegitimi non carborundum. Thank you.
I like the piece, man.
Yeah.
That's always been a good favorite Latin phrase of mine next to a nihil timendum est.
Which means?
Fear nothing.
Fear nothing. Vini vidi vici.
But, yeah, true.
That's up there, too. And I've used that in a poem, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the secret to my life over the last couple of years. But I will say, with the phrase, can you repeat the phrase again that you...
illegitimi non carborundum.
Right. Illegitimi non carborundum. That reminds me of something that a father piece of Parmesan would tell a younger piece of Parmesan.
Don't let the bastards grind you down. Ha, 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 ha.
Irvin's looking at me all judgmentally here, but if you heard the podcast that JT and I are working on and where my head has to be for that,
yeah,
it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yes, it does.
I've gotten a preview of it. Good stuff, by the way, guys.
Thank you. I think we should do a preview of it once we start having some ready.
I think we should do a special. When you're ready to debut the first one, we should have the special
release. I think we're going to release.
But only after my wife hears it.
Sorry. Right.
Christine is convinced that we have conspired to have the entire world but her hear it. And she says, the whole rest of the world is special. I said, no, if it's the rest of the world has all heard it, that means you are special.
Exactly.
She didn't buy it for a second.
Yeah. I wouldn't either. Anyway. All right. So we do have three callers lined up, which will trigger the return engagement.
Engagement.
Engagement. Now, see, that was much more normal.
I think much better. Yeah. It felt more natural.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, brother.
Thank you.
Did you hear how sad we sounded? We tried to do it ourselves.
I know. I was listening. I'm like, what a bunch of depressed jackass.
I know. Right? it's kind of like going out walking with only one shoe. You're the other shoe that was missing.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I could be of service.
All right.
I will endeavor to be the shoe with lots of gravel in it from here on out.
No problem.
No problem there. You're on your way.
No, I almost went way after dark with that.
Oh,
anyway.
Nice.
So we do have three callers on the line. Please welcome first from California. She is Boston.
Hey.
Hey, welcome back to our show. We have missed you.
Oh, I miss you guys so much.
You know, the feeling's mutual.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
How's it been? How was your last week?
Well, I spent 3 days editing that piece I posted on your page. 3 days. I was stuck.
Really?
And then it's like every time I would try to do the SoundCloud, I would find another word, and then I would get to the very end, and I tried to say the word red, and I went thwed. No, it wasn't
mulligan.
Fun, but I know. I wish I could do the mulligan. I love to golf, by the way, but yeah.
You like to golf?
I like watermelon.
What?
You like watermelon. All right, then. You like those seeds, huh?
Yeah, true. Don't read into it. Don't read into that, Boston. It is
I'm
not
so
after dark
sorry.
Yet.
You cannot say things to me and not expect something to come back.
I know. I know.
I say to a friend on the other side, I go, I eat clean, but I think dirty.
Good point.
Great
good point.
That's
yeah,
a good thing
yeah.
to do.
That's actually a great. That's actually a great thing. That's all. If I'm absolute crap at internet dating, I don't do it. But if I ever do it, I'm going to write, looking for a girl who eats clean but thinks dirty. That's a great
line.
I'm going to steal that, Boston.
There's a poem in that.
There is. I have stories, and they're crazy. My clients couldn't wait to hear my next one because they're all hysterical. Needless to say, I don't do that anymore, but yeah.
You don't do that anymore.
That's online dating.
Yeah. Oh, online dating. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so funny because there was one guy who decided to come back after being gone.
Yeah.
And the prompt was this picture, and it was like a veiled face. It was like surreal in the woods. And it looked like they were talking. It was this big face talking to a person, but it was a well.
Okay.
And so it was not you again. And so it starts out with the well of understanding has been dripped dry. But what happened was, it was a great piece. I didn't know he was following me on that site. And one of the girls started talking to me, and she goes, we must have the same boyfriend. I go, this guy thinks he can come back after the middle of nowhere and come back up to, you know, top ranks. So I'm thinking, you need to reapply. Anyway, he's reading all this. And so he texts me as I'm driving home, and he goes, why all the negativity? I almost went off the road because he was watching on that site. You understand? Yeah, I didn't say his name, and
it's okay. I just can't get over the overwhelming creepiness of online dating to me. I don't know what it is. I just can't do it.
Well, you know, they're weird. And I tried to be nice in the beginning and say things to people. And this one guy, I said that he wasn't. I wasn't visually. I can't remember the word. I was trying to be nice, but I was basically saying I wasn't digging how he looked, and he called me all kinds of words. Anyway, I try to answer people, and that didn't work.
Yeah,
and then
enough.
The same guy, the same with Winky Dinky. I go, Winky Dinkies don't help me. You got to say something. Or they all had these bowling ball shirts, and I don't do grandpas in bowling ball shirts.
You don't do
so, yeah.
Winky Dinkies, a.k.a. grandpas in bowling ball shirts.
God,
no,
this is
no,
so
no.
Walking the line for after dark.
Hey, I know. I'm just saying what she. I'm just getting what she's saying.
You're boiling it down. No. I know.
I'm condensing it down to its purest form.
Yeah, but
oh, you have no idea the stories I have.
Well, you know, I got to be honest, and we probably should get onto your poem because you know I don't want to bore everybody. I will say just equivocally, I am very happy that I am not a woman because I look at women and then I look at men and I think, wow, women really got the short end of the stick on that bargain.
Yeah, they did.
So I'm very happy to be a man. There we go.
and you know, I'm not going to say anything with what you just said. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm going to do this one. It's called I Reserve the Right to Bleed.
Oh, even better.
Anyway, it's about, you have to love it. I just love it. But it's about why we have contests, like the contest.
Oh, and okay. I thought we were on the same tangent. Okay, go ahead.
You like how I did that, don't you? Yes,
yes,
you do.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I have a lion and a lioness as my images, and they're together. I Reserve the Right to Bleed. where do I find my competitive drive? How does one find that which is not lost? Risen to rise, a shine of brilliance, twisted demise or illustrations hidden disguise. Words are flung to and fro, favorites like Zephyr, Crimson, have that special glowing blow. Banter of sexuality, laced splendor, maybe a demented chasm of horror. Contest for me, not driven by bronze matter, but one who meets the mind of choice. Bleed, he says, rip through the scribes of morrow, outwit your opponents, pours out one sorrow. Vessels feast, the juices that fever your existence, transcribe to the end, the poet of influence. Bleeds an understanding, stake in the hearts of plenty. To invoke an emotion of fear, lust, craving, dress it in days of huge surrendering. Promiscuity relinquished solitude. The dread of enlightenment bank the shores of those who choose darkness. Light a flicker if only if wept tomorrow. The secret to me is to extinguish the sorrow. Fill the cracks and the crevices of crimson's fiery secretions. Shoulders heavy laden sovereignty, masked in denial. Medical seclusion, hosted delusions. Hence, self-medicated solutions. Contest, ne'er I say, is destined company. But the hand that becomes the light that I may encourage to exchange, hardly spent of the fraction of pence calls my name. So I contest the test within me. It's hardly for reasoning. But the infinite pleasure of amazing company, my heart bleeds for those who suffer strife of any kind. I simply bleed what I feel. End poem.
Very well done.
I probably should have had that line a little bit more emphatic, but, you know, I went too fast.
No, anyway. I liked it. It was really good. You know, for as silly as we got before you started in that poem, very well done.
Thank you.
Boston, and we're going to hear from you during the return engagement, correct?
You know you will.
Well, this is the return engagement.
No, this isn't.
This
is still all original.
Oh, that's right. We just did the whole bugle. I'm sorry. See, I'm so out of practice here. Yeah. Boston, what the hell are you doing to me?
I can't say. I'll say that for later.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have an After Dark.
I'm incredibly curious now because I don't know what we're referring to. Okay, no.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Boston.
That was Boston on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
I don't know, dude. I'm off the rocker.
Yeah, you know what it is. No, here, we have shows like this. I mean, for those that have followed us for a long time, when we take a break, we're extra silly when we come back.
I've been gone for a while.
You've been gone for a while. You're a little bit out of practice. It's all right. It's like riding a bike, and you get right back on.
I never learned how to ride a bike.
You know what's weird? It is like riding a bike, because I haven't been on a bike in a long time. The first time I got back on one, it was like, you got to learn your balance back.
And then once you get your balance back, you're off to the races,
bro. Yeah, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Next week, it'll be like old hat.
You think so?
Yeah.
What old hat?
Don't let this take
your mojo.
The one
that's comfortable.
You sure?
The old one is sitting next to me that I left here for 2 weeks.
That old hat. So don't let it take my mojo?
Don't let it take your mojo.
My mojo.
Your mojo. Anyway. All right. So we do have two more callers who have been waiting patiently to get on the line. Please welcome from Missouri, he is Sinister Spittle.
Evening, fellas. How you doing?
Doing good. Welcome aboard our show. I am glad you are here, my friend.
Hey, I'm glad you guys are back, man. This is awesome. I've been priming myself and getting better, and I'm ready to put it on you tonight.
Honing your spoken word art craft? Beautiful.
Right on, yeah. All right. Diligent Frizzles. Great men long ago journeyed, trying to mate a dinosaur with an elephant type from home. Golden explosions. Decimated failures, bold, never known. Encompass the foil hat rationale. Dial in the breakers, jizz my pants. Listening to opaque Armstrong, hello. Not alone in purple garrisons rotating. Prehistoric illustrations, lava split. Ominous rays circling above as the swaying vibration alters manic stipulations blind. Destroying Earth's natural core. Choking out the intrusive pustulence. Seeding my womb so colors birth through ventricular boxes presumed. These battles with ferocious beasts I treasure, seeking mammal and emerald treachery, and digging deeper to plunder another parallel beneath, one of pocking insects and groovy treats ascending inside. through Parabola we ride. Ruby Latin sunsets upon sequestered blue seas, waiting for me to wash the indifference in which I reside. Emerge glowing mothballs of vivacity, reinstated balance picked up and dry cleaned, to starch away the wrinkle of monotony. Golden cherub prints, my reinventing, gorging secretions from the goddess's reed, supple juices flowing down my chimney, igniting shadowless fires on abandoned reefs. There, I wildly flounder in my nudity, beckoning the prowess of an astral symphony to eloquently settle the rash of despair, flowing through passages between ears and out my mouth, upheaving holy eggs, incubating the treasures to hatch the light of serrated pleasure, galactic clarity. Once flatlined in bed, my senses divulged into the experience, jolting my body back, seizes, rock backwards, inertia of the land we dwell, anointed with celestial insight, universal knowledge from within, reliquaries are expelled. Ascending brings reason to dig in the deep. End poem. I don't know. Craziness inspired by a movie I was watching with my kids and another little rite that I abandoned. And
What movie? I'm curious because we have the movie critic known as Radio Angry in the house, too. What movie was that inspired by?
In part by the Super Mario Bros., believe it or not.
That's wow. Really,
wait, with John Leguizamo and...
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it? Nobody's ever picked that up. I haven't told anybody that, actually. And it's, as I said, it's just part of it. The Greymen, you know, the aliens.
Yep. Yeah.
There's so much stuff behind it, and I was watching this documentary, and I'm like, it'd be great, man. That's why the dinosaurs died. They tried to, you know, take over our planet with their own animals and blew everything up.
There you go.
It's fun, you know?
Why have they not made a Super Mario Brothers movie 2?
Because it tanked at the box office.
It would have been great to see one. The second one, you know, the second one would have been interesting.
I think,
where are you going to go?
I think our resident Radio Angry staff should write that script.
I think personally that in a world where we have so few things to do in the amount of time that we're given, or we have so much to do, I should say, so much to do in the small amount of time we're given, that sounds good. I think that's something I want to commit about 3 months of my life to. Almost as much as I want to rewrite the script to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Ooh, reboot.
I've never seen any of the new ones.
Oh, no, that's an old one, man.
I going, but that's all deviant, debauchery, and sinistry. You know, that's a straight horror movie with very little dialogue and a lot of carnage. That'll be my first screenplay out.
All right. There you go, man. Do it. Make that'd a thing.
Fun. There you go.
Yeah.
Sinister.
Right. You guys have a good night. I got to go. I got stuff to do. But right. I'm glad you guys are back on the air. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, brother.
We'll talk to you later. Ha, bye.
That was Sinister on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Now, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. That's the one with Vanilla Ice doing ninja rap.
Yeah, ninja.
And that go ninja, go right. Ninja, go.
Yeah, and it's the one with Toka and Razor.
Yeah.
Razor, which is the best part. There, that, and it was just a spectacular film.
My little brother and sister had that soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah.
So did mine.
You know, the sister that's known as the Phantom here on the show, she played that soundtrack till it wore out.
If she was listening to this right now, she'd be like, oh, hell yeah, I did.
Yeah, she did.
There's no guess shame
what, and
there.
She's going to go and get it and then
she's
post
gonna,
it
yeah.
to your
hell,
Facebook page.
Hell yeah, man.
I think I might Facebook bomb her with the ninja rap.
That's a great song. I think he just did a performance of it a little while ago.
What? Well, yeah, the movie just came out this weekend.
Oh,
the
newer one did?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, cool.
The one that I'm actually interested in seeing.
Really, you're going to see that?
This one, yes.
What? Okay, let's not talk about
all
this
right.
here.
No.
This is not the time
radio
or place.
Angry.
Correct.
All right.
So, we do have one more caller in this segment. She's from Texas, and she's not caller 5, 6, or 7. She happens to be caller 3, but she is the last one of the segment. Please welcome JC.
Whatever the number, it seems I'm always last.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to say the best for last.
Well, I guess so.
And then there's segments like this one.
I'm totally kidding.
Cut
totally
it out.
Kidding. Boo! J. Todd.
Totally playing.
Hey. Thank you for being
okay,
here.
So, you know, I haven't been writing a whole lot lately with the end of school, daughter graduating. So you're getting one fresh off the press from today.
Oh, nice. The ink's not even dry on it yet.
The After Dark, I could probably fill up several segments of, but my regular poetry I have not been writing. This one is called Patchwork Heart. Skid marks marring the heart surface, another wound to bandage. Like a patchwork quilt, there is a simple beauty there. There is no danger of without living, loving. No, you don't get marks on the sidelines. You do miss out on the scenery, the beauty of a smile, the cozy warmth of being loved for a while. Yes, some loves are seasonal. They spring with the wonder of new life, colors so vivid they burn your eyes. They heat to summer, full, robust, those sure half-blown days of memory. As winds chill, tears are shed like leaves, falling unbidden to renew the earth. Wintering in solitude, heart dormant, silently awaiting a new warmth. Would you miss the beauty of spring and summer, knowing that winter will follow? It's a walk in the park filled with gopher holes, a bike ride through the bumpy mountain trails, a swim in the ocean with undertows, the scenic overlook at sunset with no camera in sight. As Gary Allen sang, life ain't always beautiful, but it's a beautiful ride. So be proud of that mosaic patchwork heart. Soon those skid marks will fade, and the beauty will again shine through. End poem.
Absolutely well done.
Thank you.
And I hope you muster up, even if it's something you've read already on the show, I hope you muster something up for the return engagement as well. And I know you'll be back for the After Dark. You've got volumes of that stuff.
I'll find something. I always do.
I thank you, JC, and we will talk to you very soon.
Okay.
That was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
You know, I just want to tell you guys really quickly. They're talking about Wallace Shawn in the chat room.
Okay.
So I finally got to do something I've always wanted to do, and maybe you guys can help me finish it, okay?
All right.
I was able to go in there and go,
no more rhymes now, I mean it!
Anybody want a peanut? Now I get it. I did not know that that's what that was referencing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Vizzini.
So, okay. You know, with us being separated for many weeks as a group and then taking a week off, our humor always kind of gets a little off kilter when we come back. So I want to make this especially.
You're a master of words, my friend.
No, I have a cough drop in.
Oh.
So.
He was moving.
Especially,
sure.
I have a cold.
Blame it on the
cough. I have a cold.
Blame it on the cough drop.
I'm on prescription pain medicine. Okay.
I want to make this especially clear. This is entitled Smells Like Love. It is not an After Dark poem.
Okay. Good to know.
You guys need to get your minds out of the gutter.
Okay. No right. Gutters. No gutters. Just flooding in the streets.
That's. Being said, I also wrote this before the findings on the Prince autopsy came out, so please pardon the reference that I use in the first stanza. Once again, smells like love. Your scent agitates the reaches of my synapses like an opiate intoxicating me, making me sedate, relaxed, and at peace. And yes, I am addicted to you. Your scent stimulates my intellect, like the smell of old literature in musky bookstores, wanting to partake of every ounce of knowledge, letting my eyes take in every syllable and inferred meaning. Your scent brings forth my passion's hunger, my salivary glands release in an oral orgasm of epic proportions, making me feel like I haven't eaten in a day, months, or years, and a feast is needed to cure the hunger pangs. Your scent brings to mind lilacs and honeysuckle, spring days spent on mindless pursuits, feeling like I'm ditching school for getting high, you are the epitome of exhilaration. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice work.
You almost got me to laugh when you looked at me on that one word. Well, and it was not meant as the standard orgasms.
No, I knew that. Yeah, yeah. It
was... But the eyebrow raised, I'm like, God, please don't let me crack up during this.
You did all right. You did good. All right, so we're even as far as submissions in your poetry. We've done two of each.
Yeah, do you want to do one or no?
You know what? Actually, could I?
Yeah.
Are you cool with that?
We got to get caught up.
So we do have to. So, okay, so this one was another one from Howie Mason. This one's called God's Garden. To God's garden, where the wild things grow, in the high mountain meadows beneath the snow. With the random abandon they have cast about, the seeds for tomorrow, there is no doubt, that God gave his angels seeds to sow. Without mortal intervention, you need to know. There is a stirring in early spring, when the snows are melting and the birds they sing. The flower can't wait for their new rebirth. It is nature's way to renew the earth. With glorious abandon, they begin to sprout. The profusion of color leaves no doubt. Miracles before us are oh so grand, that God produced from this fertile land. The colors are varied from red, white, and blue, a kaleidoscope of color, just me and you. And that's from Howie Mason. It's called God's Garden.
Well done. Howie, well written. Michael, again, master of the sight read, just killing it.
No, thank you.
I'm so glad you're back.
Getting back in practice.
I tried doing the submissions. You heard the show. I tanked.
Hey, so. We all do different jobs here, man. Yeah. Thank you.
But we can never replace you. I'm so glad you're back, and I know you're going to be missed while you're away again. Did you want to give your explanation out before we start the...
Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, well, I think our listeners should know
okay.
what to expect okay. next few weeks.
I'm getting a nose reduction surgery. No, okay.
Rhinoplasty.
The nose is too large. I've literally had complaints. So I'm just...
It grinched. It went three sizes too big.
As I was getting older, I started looking more and more like Gonzo from The Muppets, and I just decided it was time.
I'll be serious now.
Right. So, my ears, they are just... Okay, so... it was about a month ago. I was just feeling absolutely terrible. It was the first week I took off. And I think that's one of the only times, one of just a few times I've taken because I just couldn't do it physically.
Yeah.
And I was just really not doing well. And then the next day was starting to feel some pain in my left arm, and things were just really kind of feeling scary. I couldn't tell what was going on. So, JT, your wife... who I talk to, she's a nurse, so she knows what's up. I call her. She's like, she essentially said, don't be a jerk. Go to the ER.
Uh-huh.
You cleaned it up for radio.
I cleaned it up for radio a little bit, and which I appreciate. So I went to the hospital, set off an alarm with my blood pressure, which I didn't know was that kind of an issue. I mean, it wasn't just I was neglecting it. I just didn't know it was that kind of an issue.
Yep.
And... you know, they did all kinds of EKG tests, which was awesome. They wrapped me in a big piece of Velcro, made me a Michael burrito, and then...
Like a big hug,
and then they injected me with something that made my heart rate go from resting rate to 95% of max in 20 seconds. That was awesome. But everything checked out was healthy, but we found out that my left arm, where I had had cancer and had a really complicated surgery about 20 years ago, was starting to fall apart, basically, and it's been 20 years. I mean, it happens. So we're going to have to go back in and have surgery and repair it, and hopefully it'll be this month. I'll have the summer to kind of recover for school to start, but I'm hoping to be back here sooner. You know, school is a little bit different than that.
Yeah.
I don't know the date of the surgery yet. It's going to be a pretty big deal. But once I feel absolutely confident the surgeon's the best in the country, actually the best in the world for it, Everything's going to be fine. Just kind of waiting on that to show up. So we thought I would come back in the meantime now that other things are handled until I have to go do the surgery. And then I'll be out for a while and then come back, obviously.
And just know that, once again, we've got your back. We're going to keep this afloat. Our family will keep this afloat while you're gone. And I know that I can probably speak for everybody in our family. All our prayers will be with you that day.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. So, that being covered, let's load up the phone lines again. This is a return engagement. 720-240-9766.
720-240-9766. What segment is this?
Return engagement.
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 Of course, you can always use Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic, all one word as well. And we're back. We do have the voiceover artist that's on that commercial. Where does that hit you again?
Right in the thinker, buddy. That's awesome. Right. Verbolax.
That's what we've been lacking as far as golden era radios. We need our own in-studio announcer like that.
That's right. I can pitch things like Geritol.
Metamucil?
Metamucil.
Have you seen the movie Crazy People?
No, I live that movie every day, though, Bob.
Volvo.
They're boxy.
But they're good.
Kodak. Photographic paper, one of the top companies. Okay, I can't do this anymore. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, but Crazy People, him doing that voice, doing Crazy People ads. Hilarious.
That would be funny.
Crazy People, I don't know.
It's a good movie.
It's a Dudley Moore film where he's an ad exec who goes nuts and they put him in an insane asylum. So what's he do? He tries to keep his job going by writing ads from an insane asylum with these crazy people.
But
and the ads turn out like
they're truthful. Horrible. They're truthful advertising. They're not like this. They're not trying to fluff it up. It's Volvo. Sure. They're boxy, but they're good.
FedEx. We'll screw them to get your package there on time. Stuff like that.
Interesting.
Really
Parliament Cigarettes was featured in it. Parliament. Great taste. Or no. Pulmonary cancer? Probably. Great taste? For sure.
Interesting.
Yeah. You should check it out. Definitely a good watch.
I'm always up for a good Dudley Moore film.
Who isn't?
Like father, like son.
All right. So we do have callers lined up to save us from ourselves. Please welcome back the longest supporter of our show. He is from Michigan, the Poetry State. He is Dennis.
Hello, I'm back.
Hello, welcome back.
Oh, yeah, that Verbolax stuff is good. I signed off my first reading without saying God bless, so I'm going to start with saying God bless.
There you go.
Thank you. I waited for it and waited for it.
Especially you, Michael.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it.
I waited for it.
J. Todd says we have your back, but God has your arms, so expect good things to happen.
Hey, yes. You know what? I like that. I like that. Thank you. I definitely feel blessed already.
Oh, yes. And you'll continue to see that.
Wonderful.
Well, after J. Todd reading that poem about his daughter, I thought I'd share this one with you. It's on the same kind of mindset. The title is Beware. I may have been down, but never out. I won't stay down. I have some clout. You don't know what I'm all about. I'm strong within and strong without. So go ahead, take your shot. I'm not the person that you thought. You may plan and you may plot. Your plans for me will come to naught. I've been around. I know the score. Some may use that revolving door. I'll stand my ground, lying on the floor. Cross it, and you will have a war. So go ahead, take your shot. I'm not the person that you thought. Your plan, and you may plan and you may plot. Your plans for me will come to naught. I've seen your kind. You don't scare me. No, I won't run and I won't flee. You better turn around and let it be, or I'll become your worst enemy. So go ahead. Take your shot. I'm not the person that you thought. You may plan and you may plot. Your plans for me will come to naught. End of poem.
Hell yeah. Very well done. And yes, you're right. Yeah. It fits that same theme.
It has a familiar theme there. yes.
Dig it. That was a great one.
Well, thank you once again for allowing me to share. And I'll leave this time with God bless you all.
God bless you, Dennis. Thank you very much. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right. Yeah. It was funny watching what my daughter went through from the outside.
Yeah.
It was kind of like watching KZKO try to do to me the same thing. They tried to manipulate her, and she's got enough of the Underhill gene in her that she's like, you're going to do what? I hardly think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was good. All right. So we have a caller on the line from Texas. Please welcome JC.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. I went digging in my archives and found something. Being number two, I didn't have much time.
Well, no. Usually you're, pretty far down on the list. I'm glad you got in early this time, though, man. It's like you had us on redial or something.
I did have you on redial.
What? J. Todd, you're psychic.
I am.
Yeah. Wised up a little bit. No, actually, I usually have you on redial. It just takes my phone a while sometimes. I don't know what's up with the phone.
Huh.
One of those digital things, but sometimes it works quickly and sometimes not.
You just need to program your phone. You know how they have the voice commands. Just program it to where it says, call WAPM. Call WAPM. Anyway.
I can try it. Like all my other electronics, it will fail.
Well, that's the spirit.
So, my second daughter graduated last weekend.
I know. I saw pictures. I'm so proud of her, too.
Yay. I'm so glad. And so, in honor of that, I'm going to read this is actually an older piece. But it's very fitting. It's called Landmark. Another landmark, one more step taken, seconds added to the ride, no longer in tandem, training wheels off. I give one last push, knowing that my guiding hand is no longer needed. A change of duty to occasional coach, giving warning of ruts and rocks ahead. Our paths, a divergent meandering. Intersecting instead of coinciding. On your chosen course, fly along the winds towards your passion. Don't look back. Don't slow down. I'll be right where I've always been, watching over you, cheering you on to your next landmark. End poem.
Very well done. Love your writing as always.
Yeah, when I don't have very long, I don't have time to rehearse. I just kind of pull them. Boston rehearses and rehearses for you guys, and I just pull stuff off the cuff.
I kind of pull my stuff off the cuff, too.
Yeah, you do.
My family would call it pulling out of my, anyway, we're not going to go there.
Mine yeah. too.
sounds like your family and my family hang out a lot together.
Probably so.
Yeah. Drinking Budweiser. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you have a question for you? Does your daughter have plans to go to school after this? Is she going to study or?
She is actually going to. She's not really sure what she wants to do, so she is going to take some time out. She's been so involved in school that she hasn't had a job yet, so she wants to get a job. She's been offered one as a caretaker.
Nice.
For good money, plus a vehicle, plus it's a really good opportunity. It's close by, and she'll have lots of flexible time with a good salary. So she's really thinking about doing that while she kind of figures things out a little bit. She's kind of different. My first one had everything planned out, everything down to a T. This one kind of flies by the seat of her pants a little bit.
Nothing wrong with that. I've lived my life by that.
And she was really looking at something in video production, so I don't know. She may decide to do that. Most of the schools she was looking at are out of state, and I just told her, honey, you better get your driver's license if that's what you're going to do.
Well, they've got good video production schools here in Denver, first off.
Colorado Film School.
They've got a good media center here with Comcast and everything like that. There's like several media giants that are doing their stuff here. I think you should let your daughter come up here, and her three big uncles will protect her while she's in Denver.
That would be a good thing, you know, because that's the thing when they go out of state. If you don't know somebody that's living around, then especially a 19-year-old that hadn't had a job, hadn't done a lot.
Sure, yeah.
God have mercy on the poor man that wrongs her, because the three of us will come down on her like, well, never mind. Anyway.
Well, I was kind of pleased at her plans for now, so we'll see how it turns out. She may change her mind a dozen more times before it's over with, but thanks for the offer, guys. We may be coming to visit y'all.
That'd be great. You know, plan it around September 17th. We have a little poetry get-together going on, you know. Kill two birds with one stone.
Arrange it around that.
Listen, okay. Don't kill birds. Just come to Denver during Posick Fest. That's all we're saying. Let's just be direct about this. Don't kill birds. They don't need to die for that.
Right.
Wow. I thought we were a poetry show here where we use words to... Anyway.
Not when I'll the death up. Of poultry is involved.
Okay, I'll let the third reader read. You guys will see me next segment.
All right, we'll talk to you next segment.
All right.
That was JC from Texas on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Now, I want to say something. When you were talking about you and her family hanging out, and you mentioned the drinking Budweiser thing, suddenly I just thought, wouldn't it be great if we just kept that going, we just kept adding weirder things, like
hanging out
together, drinking Budweiser?
I was going to say drinking Dr. Pepper, eating
with bangs
moon
and Twizzlers.
Yeah. And JT's family can go right with that.
Throwing hot dogs at cars driving by.
Sure.
Giving 10 points if they stick in the grill.
Dude.
You just win the game if it lands in the tailpipe.
Now, see, you're just getting weird. I was getting redneck. I mean, let's just...
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you want to get redneck, I just take it to the natural conclusion.
Trying to stop traffic with your mind while on a lifeguard stand.
Hey, that raised a lot of money for charity.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So... But we do have other callers.
Yes, we do. And we do probably have one that would probably give that a try to stop traffic with his mind off a lifeguard stand. But he's calling from Kentucky. His name is Philip.
Howdy, fellers.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Wait till you listen to the rebroadcast. That introduction was epic.
I will look forward to it. Yes, indeed. Mr. Amade, I just wanted to also let you know that I'm a Gnostic monotheist. I know that sounds like a huge preamble for something so simple. But when I say that you're in my thoughts, that means the same as prayers. So,
I appreciate that. Thank you, Phil.
You're quite welcome.
I'm a sociopathic existentialist, so I appreciate everything.
We are friends, and we are cut from the same cloth. So,
I got this question. In thoughts and prayers, good vibes, it all means the same thing. We definitely hope you make it through the surgery with no problems.
Well, I hope so, too. Like I said, it is the only surgeon in the world that I would feel the best about doing the surgery is the guy doing it. And I have time to recover. I have all kinds of things set up. He's the guy who invented the surgery. He knows how to fix it. And so, honestly, it couldn't be a better setup.
And on top of all that, he gets his med card absolutely free.
Which I'm so excited about. Totally. Can you tell? No, I don't really.
I was playing.
It sounds very hopeful. And I'll wait until, you know, maybe a few more reads, a few more shows before I start making $6 million man jokes or something.
Oh, why no, you not? Can do We've those. Started already. We keep asking for upgrades.
Well, it does sound very hopeful, so wonderful. I'll get to it so we can get to the good stuff tonight, the After Dark. So here it goes. Here's my title. Domains from Plimical Christendom to Dingy Back Alleys, where discarded crowns are rediscovered with renewed knighthood. And here we go. Wandered long and longingly into confusion's apt veracity, sharper than uncommon swords, perambulating beneath arches, through doors, tiny as Alice's Wonderland apertures, after those youthful abuses, returned crowding and haunting headspace circadian cycles, quests indecipherable, stark questions, naked and unashamed as purest innocence, the vigilant shepherds swiftly conceal, sheathing truth in fleece freshly sheared, while wolves circle scented perimeters, prepared for lascivious feasts grotesque, lustily devoured behind genteel ruses, aplomb and societally acceptable. The hideous, unaddressable asked around, all those found under the colossal circus tent, Shakespeare's Globe, Fox News, take your pick from the 1001 Arabian possibilities, consulting ecumenical scholars from defrocked priests to pedantic PhDs, even cross-dressing beards would not partake. Disgust met in each discussion, these effete and lowly cowards less than carrion. So, ponderous onward, led by Virgil's echoes, reverberating ancient labyrinths without end, a thesis with no apex nor resolute conclusion, antithesis mirroring an opposite infinity that too affords no absolute values nor assuages, salves, or proffers absolution. Sequestered again in gestalt confusion, populated with phrases within isolation, secure inside stacked nesting dolls, counted the way Zeno of Elea taught, or perhaps how Heraclitus, a nascent epistemology at dawn, carry on through brambled unknowables, rickety trundles left over from the plague, tumbling with expletives and inexplicables. The young man finally desists, becomes still, until autumn's ashy age arrives with or without heralded wisdom. And there it is, fellers.
Very well done.
I appreciate it.
I especially liked one line, and forgive me if I get it wrong because it went by so quickly. Tumbling with expletives and inexplicables.
Uh-huh. Tumbling
what great wordplay there.
Well, that's a true honor. I appreciate your accolades, sir, and the applause. That's payment enough for me, and thank you so much for having me on the show, and I certainly look forward to the After Dark segment.
All right, time to take off your clothes and put on a smoking jacket and nothing more, because After Dark's going to be coming up
here
in two more
calls. Hey, my hands are
already
under my toga, sir, so I'm ready.
Yeah! Now we need is to find the vomitorium somewhere, and we're ready to go.
All right, Rome has come back.
Woohoo! Oh, man, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I have not smiled this much in 2 weeks. I got to
really?
Say, yeah.
The hell is your problem, man?
Well, A, I had dental work done, and it's tomorrow's like the last, I think the last visit. So I'm kind of happy about that. But then, you know, I've missed my family. My poetry family, my family in spoken word art. And, of course, the one that's usually on my left-hand side who's been gone for a month.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel guilty about that.
No, don't feel guilty. I'm just saying I've missed you.
I'm telling you. Winter Soldier arm. Winter Soldier.
I want Wi-Fi. I want an espresso machine.
We can put that in there.
I want a detachable bazooka.
Oh, okay, fine. Detachable Inspector what? Gadget arm.
Bazooka. Okay.
That's what you need, is an Inspector Gadget arm.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
Optimus
true.
Optimus Prime.
I totally forgot about that.
Actually, you know what? I got to be honest with you. All things being equal,
yeah.
I think I'd rather be a Decepticon. They're kind of cool.
But they always lose.
Well, I'm not going to be fighting for evil. I'll be the Decepticon that turned.
Like the Darth Vader of Decepticons.
Jetfire, huh?
Okay, well, okay. It's okay. Great. Yeah, sure, Jetfire.
Whoever that is.
Yeah. Anyway. That'd be cool.
Season one, buddy. All right. Season one. All right.
Or I would like to be Skeletor. That's the other option. Super buff, no face.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Amazing character.
Was that, yeah, I'm not even going to go there.
It was kind of like a James Cagney's
Yeah, I was just going to say,
Skeletor.
It sounded like James Cagney doing Skeletor.
Well, yeah, I think they are kind of doing a James Cagney impersonation with Skeletor.
If I could, I would try and give you a line, but I don't know any
it's,
right
it's,
offhand.
It's okay.
So.
It's That's really right. not, you know.
Let's get on with the poetry.
Oh,
that was right. a good line. I think he said that one time.
I think James Cagney
Yeah,
did.
Let's get along with the poetry. Not right. since I've left Eternia have I witnessed such stupidity.
There you go. Right. That's about it, right. Please welcome from Vancouver, she is Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry we're being extra silly tonight. It's a thing about coming back from break.
Oh, and my kids would have loved the onomatopoeia. The
yeah.
sound. I was thinking of all my grade sixes.
I'm all about spreading joy through onomatopoeias. With a little bit of butter.
That's a pita! Pita! Pita!
Oh!
I can't believe I just witnessed that. I really can't.
So for my second one, I'm going to do a cover, a classic cover, which is great for following Philip because he just amazes me with juxtaposition and diction. So I think this is appropriate after his piece. This is a cover of Ulysses by Alfred Lord Tennyson. It's quite a long poem, so I chose my favorite part, and I'm doing the last half. I'd like to dedicate this to everyone at World Poetry Open Mic, the listeners, the poets, and the hosts. And this is when Ulysses is looking back over his life. He's at the end of his life, and applies to me as well for middle age, and he's looking at the importance of the present moment and being present to whatever place we are in life. So, there lies the port, the vessel puffs her sail, their gloom and dark broad seas. My mariners, souls that have toiled and wrought and thought with me, that ever with a frolic welcome took the thunder and the sunshine, and opposed free hearts, free foreheads. You and I are old. Old age hath yet his honor and his toil. Death closes all, but something ere the end, some work of noble note may yet be done. Not unbecoming men that strove with gods. The lights begin to twinkle from the rocks. The long day wanes. The slow moon climbs. The deep moans round with many voices. Come, my friends, 'tis not too late to seek a newer world. Push off, and sitting well in order smite the sounding furrows. For my purpose holds to sail beyond the sunset and the baths of all the western stars until I die. It may be that the gulfs will wash us down. It may be we shall touch the happy isles and see the great Achilles, whom we knew. Though much is taken, much abides. And though we are not now that strength which in old days moved earth and heaven, that which we are. One equal temper of heroic hearts, made weak by time and fate, but strong in will, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. End poem.
Very well done.
Thank you. I love reading classic poets and just getting into their voice.
I do. I like reading classics. I like reading cover poems. It's kind of a way to revisit. In fact, I was thinking about doing an obscure cover of like an 80s metal band that I used to listen to as a kid, just to see if I could pull it off as spoken word art.
Well, that would be amazing. I hope that's something coming up next week.
No, actually, I was thinking about doing that as a produced piece more than anything. But as soon as I put it on SoundCloud, I will let you know.
Wonderful. Also, I have a question for you guys. Have you got a date for the Posey Fest for
Posey Fest? Yes, we actually secured the date a week after Posey Fest 1.
Not even a week. About 4 days after.
About 4 days. September 17th is when we're going to be doing it this year.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm hoping to come.
Oh, I would love for it. And let me know if you can, and we will get you booked in as a spoken word artist.
I'm pretty sure I'm coming. It's my birthday gift to myself. I'm buying the plane ticket.
Beautiful. Happy birthday to Cynthia. And the present is for us because we get to hear you live and broadcast you live to the world.
So I can't wait. And looking forward to listening to the rest of the show tonight.
Beautiful. Thank you. And you don't normally call back for the After Dark, correct?
Only because I just want to publish my material before I read it, or I need to find it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, next month I should be able to go through my pile of papers and actually find something.
Well, you know, you don't have to do dirty poetry for After Dark. You can do any poem you'd like.
Okay, so that makes it a little bit easier to go through the piles of papers.
Alrighty.
Okay, so maybe talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And, you know, in case you're new to the show or, you know, haven't heard us go on about it and on about it and on about it, we do this, now it's going to be a yearly music and poetry festival called POSIC. And it started on a dare last year. Gave us, a month to pull it off.
Yeah.
And with the support of JT and Michael, I actually really...
Single-handedly...
No. I really love the product that we put out. We're going to amplify it and put it out even that much better.
Yes.
Well, it was really one of those things where, you know, it's if we had tried to do that show before we had gone independent, it would have been a lot harder.
Yes.
But I think us starting at KZKO, building up the show, then going independent and doing these incremental changes, suddenly... You were still thinking about it back before we started the show.
Yeah.
Then when we set it up and we had done all this other groundwork and incremental changes and gotten used to it, it actually became so much more doable.
Yeah.
And I think it was something that I could see and I know JT could see, but I remember you were going, "You're nuts. How are we going to pull this off?"
Yeah.
And it went beautifully. It went really well.
And to be honest, it was the easiest one that I've done to date as far as any sort of music festival. Now, Freedom Music Festival 1 at my parents' backyard was mainly music, all music.
Yeah, right.
And then it started to morph into poetry and music for editions 2 and 3, merely because I actually owned the title poet and decided to do a couple of sets myself.
Wow,
and then,
we did do 3 of them, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
And then my sister-in-law at the time, she read some poetry. So, I mean, it was slowly morphing into Posic Fest anyway. Just we renamed it because... we switched venues, mainly.
To mix the words poetry and music, and also to deal with our imposter syndrome that we deal with a lot. We feel like posers, so Posic Fest really fit us.
Yeah, and my wife, being a genius, kind of came up with that conglomerate of a word.
It's better than Noah's Arcade, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, enough about the good old times.
He got it.
Let's go ahead and bring on line from Connecticut. She's the last of our return engagement. She is Barbara.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back to our show.
Yeah. I'm trying to make the transition between the chat room and reading my poem because it's always so kind of crazy.
It is. When you have multiple applications going on a computer, it's a little hard to switch, but I get it.
Yes, and the silly people in there.
Right? They are silly.
Especially the 13-year-old in there.
That's why I can't even look at the chat room while I'm broadcasting, because it would distract me.
It's too funny. So I asked Cynthia because Cynthia read my cover, so I trust Cynthia, and Cynthia told me that I should read the birthday poem. I don't know if I read it, but my husband's birthday would have been May 19th, and I wrote a poem for that day. I wrote a poem when he was alive every time. So I just continued the tradition after he passed, and it's called It's Your Birthday Again.
All right.
It's your birthday again, but you are not here to say you don't care and to shrug your shoulders. I remember one spring when lilacs perfumed the air. It rained on that day. I even wrote about it, bemoaning the idea of raining on your birthday almost every year. You didn't care, for birthdays were just another day for you. While we planned in secret to surprise you and make you smile, it was an ordinary day for you, except for our birthday mornings with decorated chair and your favorite eggs cupped to your taste, children gathered around you and singing happy birthday as you opened the little presents and hugged and kissed us before you went to work. I know birthdays meant nothing to you. So why is my heart breaking now? Why the tears running down my cheeks? It's just an ordinary day. But nothing is ordinary now. We spend our time searching for ways to live without you in our life. And when I think I have succeeded, that somehow extreme pain has subsided, along comes your birthday. Its meaning and memories erode the shell over my heart, and the pain of your loss escapes without warning. No time to patch the hole, so it stands there roaring its mournful cry, an untamed creature searching for solace. There are only reminiscences of past happiness, but somehow the hug of these images soothes the beast, and it retreats slowly back to the secret place in my heart, pulling the hard shell containing it over itself, and allows me to pour out the remains in tear-soaked words onto the page for comfort. End poem.
Very well done. I did not know your husband, but I could only help but think that he would be very proud of those words.
Well, he loved my poetry. He did love my poetry.
How could he not? You're such a good writer.
Thank you. I never used to think that. I just thought, you know, I'd look at other people's work and I think, mine doesn't look like that.
You know what? I feel the same way now. I look at everybody else's work and it's golden. And then I look at my tablet and I'm like, what the heck am I doing? So
I know.
We are our own worst critics. I will tell you that.
I know. And Cindy just said something so beautiful to me. She said I should read some of my book on here because she thinks my images in my writing are so beautiful. And, you know, that just warms my heart. I told her maybe you could put it on a loop and put something like that. So
you
I could hear it over and over.
Audio book, you know? The whole thing. Read it in your own voice.
Maybe I could get Cynthia to do my audio book.
No, you should do it in your own voice.
I don't know.
You could do it. You could do it.
You see how I stumbled over reminiscences?
Okay, so you take a couple of edits, you do that just fine. I do that all the time at home. You'd be surprised at how many. Well, JT's like shaking his head. You'd be surprised.
It's amazing.
At how many edits.
I have never heard someone say ambulance, ambulance. It's amazing.
Ambulance.
Yeah, he does it all the time. It's incredible. It's like a talent, only not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am the most untalented.
So all these poems that I read about my husband, all these sad poems, are going into one book that I told you about, and I'm going to use your title because I loved it so much.
Beautiful.
Losing my love, finding myself.
Yes, yeah. That is going to be a beautiful title for that because it's true. You always
it
turn
is,
the negative
it's
into
true.
Something positive.
It is true, and you know, the last poems are going to be the last poems that I've written, which I think are the most hopeful. And you know, it doesn't go away, this pain. It just stays there. And I was reminded of that when I was watching the, I don't know if I should out myself and say this, I was watching Girls.
All right.
It's my guilty pleasure. And there was a lot of breakup and heartbreak, but there were couples. And I realized that couples, I didn't even think about it when he was alive. That feeling of being a couple is just there. And now that feeling is not there. That, you know, the presence is not there. And it made me really, really sad to think that. And, you know, when you have something like that, you really should never take it for granted. Like, you guys that are married, that feeling is just so strong and so wonderful. That feeling of knowing when you, at the end of your day, need someone, they're there, you know, they're there for you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something that we should never take for granted. So anyway, that was my piece, and I will be back on again for the After Dark with reading something I've read before, but still I think it's kind of cool.
Awesome.
Okay, so thank you guys for being here. You just light up my life all the time. So
thank you. That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. All right. You got a submission?
Well, since I read the other one, I'm going to let you go so we're keeping it fair. Since I've read multiple ones,
well, no, the submissions...
I'm not queued up to do okay. One.
All right, that's fine.
I want to pre-read them. Right. There's a few that were kind of questionable that came in.
The king of the site reads going to pre-read the poet? Okay.
Well, you know why. Yeah. You know why.
Might be some crazy poet from the Mile High City trolling your own inbox. I'm not sure.
yeah.
He might be able to read it now.
He might be in this room.
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right. So this one I wrote. When did I write? Oh, today is the 3rd. I wrote this yesterday, actually.
Okay.
I'm like, what? The 2nd? When did I write? And then I realized, yeah, I did write this yesterday. This is entitled Lunch Break Manic Swing. The sun's rays on springtime days warms the spirit as well as the skin. The wind blows soft, cottonwood aloft. To return to my duties seems a sin. A sheer delight, setting my soul alight. A momentary chance to get away. I crack a smile for just a while, thinking of prosaic thoughts to say. All time could stop, I feel on top. Mania now coming on strong. Blue skies chase away the gloomy and gray, though I know that it won't last too long. For now I rest from my work day stress, and I gather my resolve to return. I need to provide for my daughter and bride, and my daily wage I must go earn. And with that, I put my pen and pad away and went back to work.
Nice, man. Good job.
So, dude, you are clapping
so hard. I clapped so hard I hit the microphone.
Right? That must have been a really good piece.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. Take that.
Not really. Thank you, though.
I mean, seriously, here's a banana. Take this.
Not really. Take it. Peanut butter jelly top. Anyway,
wow.
I'm sorry.
I brought the Chiquita banana hat for After Dark.
So. All right. Speaking of After Dark, we're going to end World Poetry Open Mic proper. So if you have a faint heart and have children listening, you're going to want to tune out now. For Michael, JT, and myself, we will momentarily leave and then come back with the After Dark segment. We thank you for tuning in. Good night, Robert Martin, wherever you're at.